Vani Itanagar, the news read by Indu Chuku. Indian mountaineer from Arunachal Pradesh Kaba Kiano successfully submitted Mount Aconcagua in Argentina, the highest peak in South America, as part of her ambitious 7-summit mountaineering expedition. Mount Aconcagua is towered at 20,831 feet above the sea level, and it is the highest peak in the Western Hemisphere. Arunachal Governor Lieutenant General K.T. Parnaik, retired, congratulated 27-year-old Kaba Kiano on her outstanding mountaineering accomplishment, lauding her indomitable spirit and unwavering focus. The governor said that Yano's journey is a personal triumph and at the same time a powerful source of inspiration for the youth of Arunachal Pradesh. Governor Parnaik had formally flagged off Yano's 7-summit mountaineering expedition from Lok Bhavan at Itanagar on 28th of July last year. To promote accessibility and inclusive communication for persons with hearing and speech impairment, the Department of Social Justice and Empowerment and Tribal Affairs, Government of Arunachal Pradesh, is organizing a 3-day sign language training workshop from today. It is in collaboration with the Composite Regional Center for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Guwahati, under the Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities. Mr. Kento Jini, Minister for Social Justice and Empowerment, attended the program as the chief guest. Addressing the participants, the minister emphasized the importance of sign language in bridging communication gaps and ensuring equal opportunities for persons with disabilities. He highlighted the need to build trained human resources in the sign language to meet the growing demand in the state. The Entrepreneurship Development Institute, Jote, inaugurated its first batch of the 6 days Residential Entrepreneurship Skill Development Program. During his address, Minister of Labour and Employment Nyatok Dukam emphasized the numerous skill development initiatives lauded by the government of Arunachal Pradesh aimed at empowering the youth of the state. He encouraged the participants to complete the training, highlighting its importance in their entrepreneurial journeys. Wang Jong Wang Sue, cadre of NSCNK, Nikki Sumi, surrendered before the Tira Police, 44 Assam Rifles and 36 Battalion CRPF at the SP office, Konsa, Arunachal Pradesh, at Monday. The surrender is being viewed as a positive step towards strengthening peace initiatives and encouraging other misguided youth to shun violence and join the mainstream of society. Security forces reiterated their commitment to maintaining law and order and to supporting rehabilitation measures for those who voluntarily surrender. The district administration and security agencies have appealed to all the stakeholders to cooperate in sustaining peace and development in Tirap and adjoining areas. A 5-day AI training program for school students titled AI Explorer program is underway at Pradhan Mantri Sri Higher Secondary School Doimukh in Papumpare district under the aegis of the Department of IT and Communication, Government of Arunachal Pradesh. The program is being conducted in collaboration with Rancho Labs with technical support from the Technology Innovation Hub, IIT Guwahati. IIT Delhi. The boot camp is designed for students of class 6 to class 8 with 50 students participating in the first batch. A 1-day workshop on plant genetic resources awareness program was held at Jomkhang Hall in Tawang. It was conducted under the NEH program of the National Bureau of Plant Genetic Resources, New Delhi, in collaboration with KVK Tawang. 250 farmers from across the district participated. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.